All right, guys, we're going to get right into it. Today, we're going to talk about the Amish and lawfare. I'm also going to share with you guys a little bit of a clip that's been scrubbed from the internet. I wonder why. So don't go anywhere. This one's going to be hot. If you guys aren't following this stuff, the Amish are under attack in New York. A New York judge has just ruled that they can actually force vaccinate your children without parental consent, period. I find that very alarming. The article reads, in a chilling blow to religious freedom, Amish children in New York are now being forced to receive vaccinations against their families' deeply held beliefs, under the threat of massive fines and exclusion from their own private schools. Yeah, you guys heard that right. This has been going on since 2019. It's finally working its way through the courts. They used a measles case or two back in 2019 to bring this up and to ram it through the courts. That's why you gotta stay tuned for the clip I'm gonna share with you. New York just repealed religious freedoms exemptions from getting the pokey poke. And there are some reports that Amish families and their schools have been fined $118,000 so far for refusing to comply. Now in this article, it says here that the legal experts warn that this ruling sets a dangerous precedent. The Amish have based their challenge on Wisconsin versus Yoder from 1972, a Supreme Court case that upheld their right to exempt their children from compulsory high school education and religious grounds. Second Circuit brushed aside these arguments, claiming that the mandatory vaccinations do not fundamentally alter the way of life in the same way. You got to be kidding me. People that are getting this mRNA technology in them, well, they're dying suddenly. And I can look up all of the health side effects that have come out of the 19 jab.
Well, a warm welcome to this talk. Now, there's what I would describe as a public health catastrophe going on in the United States with young adults. Let me give you some information to decide if you want to watch this video. This paper is looking at adults between the ages of 25 and 44. And it's based on the United States analysis of over 3.3 million young adults who died in that 25 to 44-year-old age band. In 2021, all-cause mortality was nearly three times that of 2019. 2021, all-cause mortality nearly three times that of 2019. And excess mortality in 2023 was 70% higher than it would have been if 2011 trends had continued. So really quite, it's an incredible amount of deaths, as we'll see, as we've already seen. Now, let me just show you where this paper's from. This is the paper here. It's in Journal of the American Medical Association. And this paper is very notable for what it says, and in my view, equally notable for what it doesn't say, and we'll come on to that. Now let's look at some of the detail from this paper now. So this is it here, trends, mortality trends among early adults in the United States, 1999 to 2023. That's the reference, check it out for yourself. The paper is really quite readable, actually. You'll have no difficulty reading that in 20 minutes, probably half an hour, if you want more detail. Now, first of all, let's look at all-cause mortality figures. Now, what we have here is I've done a series of graphs here. Now, what we have is, this is, one is the baseline. So that is the number of deaths we would expect based on the 1999 to 2010 figures. So we've got that that period of time as the baseline. So if everything had carried on as it was 1999 to 2010, all of these lines that are going up here, they would all be flat. It would have just carried on. But what we have is ratios. So times two, times three, times four, that which the deaths would have been if it had carried on the 1999 to 2010 ratio. Two distinct phases of increased mortality, before and after 2020. So what could there have been in 2021, 2022, and 2023 that wasn't there before? I wonder, can you think of anything that could have changed?
Do yourself a favor and look it up. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the Amish are animate against vaccinations, and it's also causing Big Pharma to have a problem, right? Because it's drawing a lot of attention to them because their kids do not have autism and all these health problems that the English people do, and the English people have been adding more and more vaccines into their schedule every year, more and more and more. And so that's causing a lot of stress with Big Pharma because it's messing up their narrative. So what they're doing now is called lawfare. They're going to use the courts to make sure that everybody has to get this mRNA into them. I find this very disturbing. I also want to share with you guys a clip right now from the Brady Bunch from back in the day that they have literally taken off the internet. And it's about measles and how we all used to approach the measles from back in the day.
What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yeah.
Dad says I should go to school.
7 students confirmed with measles, 4 others possible.
Wow, they had to have been vaccinated.
These moms never vaccinated their kids and lied about it.
Vaccines are harmful.
You are endangering the health of every child in the city.
And that was very eye-opening, right? They're just trying to drum up another scare, and I hate to say this or be the one to tell you, but the Trump administration is all in with providing money to the big pharma companies so they can create more vaccines. But I just wanted to bring this to your attention because I found it was pretty interesting that they have kind of been targeted, the Amish. I think it's because they got politically involved, right? We all heard the stories on how they pushed Pennsylvania over the edge and got Donald Trump that victory as well. And that's called lawfare. So keep an eye on it because it could happen to you. Share this video with your friends because while the distractions are going on, this is what's going on behind the scenes. The courts are now saying they can force mandate you and your kids to get a jab no matter what. All right, this is where we're going to have to start standing strong, y'all, and become very, very vocal. All right, share this video with your friends, and I'll see you guys on the next one. And don't forget, tomorrow I'm going to tell you guys why I hadn't made a video all week. And I don't think you're going to believe it, but in today's world, you just might. All right, see you on the next one. And get yourself some chocolate tea.
Did you guys know that in the 16th, 17th, and 1800s, chocolate was consumed as a beverage? There was no such thing as a chocolate candy bar. Well, we're bringing chocolate tea back to the 21st century because it's loaded with antioxidants our body loves, and it's a great source of magnesium that's wonderful for bone and heart health. It's a great addition to your coffee machine or your French press or just alone with your favorite sweetener. You can find it at offgridwithdougandstacy.com along with our brand new tea infuser, simple to use for easy steeping. Cheers!